Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Here at newsounds.org, we still can't have live guests in our studios, so for these Soundcheck podcasts, we're doing a mix of remote performances and some memorable sessions from our archives. This is one of the latter, and for this one, we take you back to 2016.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pedestrians walking through Greenwich Village's Washington Square Park recently might have noticed a bearded guy with a warm, reedy voice and an acoustic guitar busking in the park. Nothing unusual about that. Guys with guitars play in the park all the time. But this guy is a member of YouTube's ultra-exclusive Billion Views Club. The British singer-songwriter Mike Rosenberg records under the name Passenger. And this song, Let Her Go, passed the 1 billion views mark back in June. The new Passenger album, called Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea, and Mike has traveled back to our Soundcheck studio to play some of his new songs for us, beginning with this one called The Long Road. This is Passenger, live on Soundcheck.
Yeah, you've walked the long road and you've worn it well. You stitched yourself up when you fell. Keep your memories in jars. Carry secrets and scars beneath your shell. Yeah, you've seen some good days and some bad ones too. Weave through fashion and trend. You've seen the sunrise on an ocean blue and seen it set for the dearest of friends. You found faith but you chose to doubt it. You found love but you left without it. Now you don't want to talk about it. Yeah, you travel down through foreign lands, touch mountain tops and golden sands, seen pyramids and temples made of stone. Keep seashells in a cashmere scarf, a treasured book of photographs, in every single one you stand alone. You've seen Vienna and the Berlin Wall, and as you watch the decades fall, the letters that you wrote never made it home. And birthdays flew past like June, with Christmas days in hotel rooms, and New Year's Eve with people you don't know. You built friendships, but they sailed without you. You never meant it, and that's why they doubt you. Now they don't ever talk about you. And now you're older than you used to be. The mirror weaves a tapestry of lines that dance and shimmer around your eyes. As you stare back at a man, forever holding out his hand, as if the answer's gonna fall out of the sky. But the penny never dropped, And no man has ever stopped time from flying by.
Song is called The Long Road. That is Passenger from the forthcoming album called Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea. We're getting a preview of some of the songs that Passenger has been working on since we last. Mike, it's good to see you again. It's been
lovely,
a while.
Lovely to be back.
Last time you were here, you were not feeling so well. Nice to see you in fighting trim today.
Yeah, feeling a lot better. I think the last time was... It was just when Let Her Go was sort of going mad.
And we were marveling at the fact that this simple, unassuming, intimate song had already amassed 4 million views.
Right.
Now it's a billion plus.
It's stupid, isn't it?
It's just, the numbers are insane. How do you even wrap your head around that?
I don't really. I sort of, it gets to the point where, people keep on telling me statistics about Let Her Go and you hear the information, but you don't really think about it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, a billion is like, well, there's 1,000, then there's 1 million, then there's 1 billion. But to get to 1 billion...
Yeah. And the thing is, it was just my mum and dad pressing refresh over and over again. And, bless them, they're very supportive.
Yeah. But you would need 1 million people to be pressing refresh 1,000 times each.
Yeah, it was very expensive. No, it's mad. It really is mad. And especially because, leading up to that song, I was playing on the street and I was playing in little pubs. And, Let Her Go was just another song like any other.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect anything of it, let alone for it to turn into this.
Well, but apparently, I would have thought having 1 billion viewed song would make it so that you didn't have to play out on the street in little clubs. But there you are. You're still doing it, apparently.
Absolutely. I think busking, as we call it in the UK, it's sort of fundamental to what Passenger is and who I am and how I've built everything. So actually, when Let Her Go started going mad and I stopped playing in the street and, obviously was doing TV shows and radio and festivals and all this kind of amazing stuff, as much as I was enjoying all of that stuff, I started to really miss that, like the simple interaction and the honesty of busking. You turn up with a guitar and you play songs for people who want to listen, and there's something really magically honest about that. Yeah.
Did anyone recognize you in Washington Square Park the other night?
A couple, yeah. I mean, as soon as I start singing, I think people are like, hang on a minute. There's this great moment. I was busking in Australia a while ago, and this kid came up to me afterwards and was like, man, why do you play so many Passenger covers? And it was just a fantastic moment, and I sort of played along with it and pretended that I was just a big Passenger fan. And it was cool.
That's great. The thing about Let Her Go was it was a slow burn. It was, they talk about the long tail. I mean, it took fully 4 years.
Yeah.
It was kind of a slow, steady ascent. Was there one thing? I mean, there was the Budweiser Super Bowl ad, right?
That certainly helps if you get onto the Super Bowl ad. But yeah, I mean, in the States, that was definitely the sort of the magic sort of catalyst that really sort of chucked it into the ionosphere. Yeah, but I think... it's a song, it's a ballad, and it's an acoustic ballad, and I've got a strange voice, and there's so many things that prevented it being quick at radio.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of the anti-radio song, really. So I think there are a lot of obstacles to get past, and eventually I think that's the strength in sounding different.
Yeah.
If you can get through all of those obstacles, then it's great.
Right, and as you say, you do have an unusual, it's a very distinctive voice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Is that just how it is, or were you looking for something a little? I mean, what did you grow up listening to? Who were the singers that were coming out of the bedroom when you were a teenager?
Yeah, we were talking earlier. My dad's originally from the States, from New Jersey, actually. So he sort of brought me up on Neil Young and Bob Dylan and James Taylor and all of that good stuff. So I've kind of never really moved on from that. I love classic Americana sort of roots and folk, and that's still a lot of what I listen to. As far as my voice goes, I've never had a singing lesson, and this is how it comes out. Mm-hmm. And I think some people think I put it on, or, you know, my speaking voice is so different. And I think when I sing, people are kind of surprised at the noise that comes out. but yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things. Some people love it, some people hate it. But I like to think that, you know, some of my favorite singers, you think about David Bowie or Neil Young or these guys, they have very distinctive voices.
Absolutely.
Maybe they had the same kind of stuff at the beginning of their careers where it's like, what? You know,
bit confused. Although Bowie, you know, if you listen to early Bowie and then late Bowie, I mean, the change in the voice is astonishing. Leonard Cohen, another one.
Yeah.
Sounds like a kind of a miniature Bob Dylan early in his career.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the voice dramatically alters later on.
But I think as well, it takes a while for you to find your voice and find your sound and feel comfortable with that. And, you know, I think certainly for me, like early on, I was trying on a few different hats and trying to figure out what it was that I was, what I was doing, you know?
Yeah. Well, you've got this new record coming out called Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea, and it already has a single that is doing quite well called Somebody's Love. And you have chosen not to perform that single for us today.
Yeah, when I play live, I think it's kind of nice to showcase some of the album tracks and stuff.
Oh, when the winds they blow, you're gonna need somebody to know you. You're gonna need somebody's love to fall into. Oh, when the leaves they fall, you're gonna need somebody to call you. You're gonna need somebody's arms to crawl into. To crawl into.
Yeah, I love the single, but I'm awkward like that. I'm going to play some of the rarer ones.
Well, now the album, and this is not the first time that you've expanded the sound of Passenger. The album is very much a band record in spots.
Yep.
But you do choose to tour like this, just you and the guitar. I assume you occasionally put shoes on your feet.
Very occasionally. Yeah. Throughout the winter, if I'm forced to. I've been playing solo for a long time, and I think there's something very sort of spontaneous about playing on your own. You know, you can play any song that pops into your head. You don't have to stick to a set list. And
apparently, you can do that if you're Bob Dylan, too, because you just expect your band to be able to go wherever you lead them.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Bob Dylan, you can probably do anything you like.
That's true. Now, the song you're going to play next for us, called Beautiful Birds, on the record, it's called Beautiful Birds, and then in parentheses, featuring Birdie.
Featuring Birdie.
Who or what is Birdie?
It's a who. It's a her. She's a wonderful singer-songwriter from the UK, and she's super young. I think she's 20 or 21, and she's been around for a few years already. And she's just got the most gorgeous voice. And as soon as I wrote it, for some reason, maybe it was the bird connotation, but I always kind of thought it would be fantastic to have her as a duet. Mm-hmm. So it's come out really well, and she's a super pro and a real sweetheart as well.
But a song that you can do solo.
Can and will.
And
yes.
Will.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it. Mike Rosenberg is Passenger, and the new album is called Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea. Mike is here with us in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear another live performance.
You remember when we were two beautiful birds? We would light up the sky when we'd fly. You were orange and red like the sun when it sets. I was green as an apple's eye. You said you loved all the songs that I'd sing like nothing that you'd ever heard. And I said I loved you with all of my heart when we were two beautiful birds. remember when we were two beautiful birds. We'd sing when the morning would come. You were silver and blue like the moon when it's new. I was gold as a summer sun. But one day you asked for a different song, one that I just couldn't sing. I got the melody sharp and the words all wrong. Those were the last days of spring. To build a nest, we pecked feathers from our chests, like a book tearing out every page. We weren't to know that these feathers would grow into a beautiful cage.
That is called Beautiful Birds, another live performance from Passenger. That is Mike Rosenberg singing and playing guitar. The new Passenger record called Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea. That song will be on it. And Mike, you made this record in New Zealand?
Uh-huh.
At Neil Finn's place.
Yeah. Well, it's a lovely studio. And I ended up doing a day's recording there a few years ago and just fell in love with the place.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Crowded House. I love Neil Finn. And I think he's a wonderful songwriter.
And that family. I mean, music just, you know, his kids are musicians.
Yeah.
Some of them live here. They've all been here in this studio at some point or another.
Yeah. No, they're a super talented bunch and just really nice, really down to earth. And I think you feel that as soon as you go into Roundhead, which is his studio. It's a place that's obviously had a lot of love put into it.
Mm.
It's just a really inspiring place to work. Yeah.
Now the video for Somebody's Love, where was that shot? Is that New Zealand as well?
It's Iceland.
It's Iceland. Yeah. So it's the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Like to mix it up.
Yeah,
it was kind of a,
for folks who haven't seen it, it's just you rowing a boat.
Rowing a boat which then catches fire.
Right.
Which was,
well, I didn't want to give too much away,
really.
But
yeah.
and it really, that's real.
That was real fire. And to add to it, it was, I think we decided on setting the boat on fire 24 hours before the video shoot. So it was very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself suddenly on a very windy Icelandic lake on a burning boat, trying to sort of deliver this very emotional song to camera whilst rowing. And I haven't got the biggest guns in the world, so it was a challenging day, but a very fun one. And I think the video surprisingly came out all right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, possibly having a case of vodka and some gasoline cans and fireworks in the boat with you, that may not have been the wisest move.
It wasn't. Looking back on things, I wish I'd done things differently. Yeah, but you know, you live and learn.
But, you know, you are Passenger, you know, the idea of travel, imagery of the sea, of being in motion. I mean, that seems to be part and parcel of who you are as a musician, for sure.
Yeah.
Is that you as a person?
Definitely, more and more so. And what I like about it is that, you know, when we came up with the name Passenger, it was about 1,500 years ago, and it was a full band, and it was called Passenger just because it was cool. Like, it felt nice. It sounded like a good word. There was no real story behind it. But what I love with the way my career has gone, it feels like I've really grown into that name. And it really kind of, it now really does deeply make sense. I think with this album, more than any before, there's so much imagery. There's so many sort of landscapes. And there's a real running theme of sort of nature and scenery. And that's sort of why I decided to record in New Zealand and also film and shoot the artwork in Iceland, just to give it that kind of sort of epic grandeur that, right. that it needs, yeah.
So do you feel rootless somehow? I mean, is there home, that a place that you come back to and kind of recharge so that you don't feel like you're just kind of adrift?
Totally, and actually that's becoming more and more important to me as well. You know, for years I didn't have a house, I didn't have a home, and I was just kind of, as you say, drifting about. But I think it gets to the stage where you're like, especially as the shows get bigger and as actually the pressure gets larger, you need somewhere that you can just go back and close the door, and you're not passenger, you're just Mike, and mm-hmm. you know, you just watch Breaking Bad in your pajamas watching Serial, and that's a great place to be. Yeah.
And where is that place for you? Is it London?
Brighton. So it's just south of London, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Where you grew up?
Yeah, it's a lovely town. It's right on the beach, and it's a very sort of artistic and liberal place to be. It's
right.
lovely. Yeah.
Decent football team there, Brighton Decent-ish. Hove Albion.
Yeah. Oh, great knowledge. I'm impressed. Fantastic.
Yeah, don't send me down that road, because that'll be a whole nother conversation.
Okay. Off air, maybe.
Yeah. But the title track of the new album, you know, this kind of sums it all up. Mm. You know, it's imagery of the sea and also the kind of sense of the day beginning, the passage of time and stuff. Mm. And it names names. It's like name checking all through the British Isles, the Italian yeah. coast.
Yeah.
Almost everywhere.
Almost everywhere. Apart from the United States. And I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I love this place. I love coming to tour here. But yeah, at the time of writing it, we were touring around Europe, and it's just, Europe's just bottomless. It's yeah. it's endless. You know, you wake up in a different country every day, and it's a different language, it's a different currency, it's a different culture entirely. And you could travel Europe for your whole life and not scratch the surface. And, you know, I think, yeah, it was just kind of born from that real wanderlust, yeah.
Yeah. You want to play the song for us?
I'd love to.
All right. This is it, the title track from the forthcoming Passenger record. It's called Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea. Mike Rosenberg strapping on the guitar once again for another live performance here on Soundcheck.
I wanna lay by a lake in Norway. I wanna walk through Swedish fields of green. I wanna see the forests of Finland. I wanna sail on a boat on the Baltic Sea. I wanna feel a Russian winter. I wanna go to my Polish grandmother's home. I wanna see Hungarian lanterns. I wanna walk on a road that leads to Rome. I wanna be free as the winds that blow past me, clear as the air that I breathe. Be young as the morning and old as the sea. I want to lose myself in the Scottish Highlands, the west coast of Ireland, the Cornish breeze. I want to rest my bones in the Spanish sunshine, the Italian coastline is calling me to be free as the birds that fly past me, light as the fish in the sea, to be wise as the mountains and tall as the trees. I wanna be sunny and bright as a sunrise, happy and full as the moon, but I'm fleeting like fireworks fading too soon.
Passenger, with the title track of his forthcoming album, Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea. Passenger is Mike Rosenberg, singing, playing guitar, and with us here in the Soundcheck studio. And all those places you name in the song, they're all rural. And yeah. There's a road to Rome, but not Rome itself. Yeah. It's coastlines, it's forests, I mean, is that intentional, or is that where your mind wanders when you're
maybe
out on the road?
Subconsciously, yeah. I mean, I spend my life going from city to city, you know, on tour and whatever. So, I love it. And I think the older I get, the more drawn I am to quieter places, and the deeper my appreciation becomes of natural beauty. Mm-hmm. And I definitely feel sort of at peace in those places.
What about Washington Square Park? It's got trees.
Which is a great start. Yeah. I think New York is like London, you know, the parks really sort of just make it possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can find that sort of quiet in the midst of all the chaos, you know. Yeah, it was beautiful, actually. I've played in Washington Square, I think that was my third time, and every time is completely different, and it was beautiful. It was a really lovely.
All right. It's been a couple of years since we last saw you. Congratulations on everything that's happened in the intervening time. And Mike, thank you so much for playing for us today.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Go and get yourself lost, like you always do. Sail into the blue, nobody next to you.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.
When the winds they blow, you're gonna need somebody to know you. You're gonna need somebody's love to fold you.